Welcome back to the Woodbury Report. This is Lon Woodbury, an educational consultant in North Idaho, and I help parents with children that are struggling, that need help, need some sort of residential program. And here's where we talk with a series of people about the various interesting things going on in the network of private parent choice residential schools and programs for struggling teens. And I have on the phone today Ben Hancock. Ben is the community worker and service worker at Cooper Reese in North Carolina. And he's going to talk about something they've just started in the last month, the Etsy store, and how it fits into Cooper Reese. Well, good afternoon. Good to have you here, Ben. Incidentally, it's December 31st. We're doing this the last interview of the new year. How are you doing, Ben?
I'm doing well. Thanks for calling.
Okay. Well, tell me a little bit about Cooper Reese, maybe half a minute, the short version. What is it?
Cooper Reese is a therapeutic community located in North Carolina, Mill Spring, and Asheville. And we work with adults with mental health challenges, helping them envision and fulfill the life they are looking for.
Okay. And so this is a population of 18 and older, and co-ed, as I understand it.
That's
and
right.
All of them have had some mental health or behavioral issues, right?
That's right.
Okay, so there's a number of things that go on there. Are they the therapeutics, and then the other campus is a farm, and things showing work, and the environment, and the emotional growth is going on. But the interesting thing that caught my eye was your development of the Etsy store. Tell me, what is the Etsy store? It's on the internet, right?
Yes, the Etsy store is a online marketplace for artisans to sell their wares to a worldwide audience. And here at Cooper Reese, we had been using goat's milk soap from our Mill Spring campus to make soap and lotion from our Mill Spring campus, and we had been selling it in local grocery stores. And I wanted a way to be able to reach our community, because our community is really spread out nationally and worldwide. Families send their loved ones to be with us, and they really want to see a piece of what we're actually working on. And one of those things is the soaps, and the Etsy is a really easy marketplace for us to reach those people.
I'm really intrigued by your combining some of the traditional arts and crafts, I guess you could call it, the goat's milk and lotions and stuff like that, along with the internet and modern technology. And I'm sure that it's going to be much expanded in your reach. So how the results been so far?
Well, we've had a pretty good run. We sent out an email to our email list a couple weeks before Christmas, and we made about $300 in sales since then, which feels great. It's direct to consumer, if you will. Earlier, we had been wholesaling to local grocery stores because you can't sell them at the retail price, but this way we can go directly to them and bring that profit back to our scholarship program.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, so how does that, what do the kids get out of it? Because the case is just a minor part of it that they make, that's made for, they need the sales. What do they get out of this activity?
Well, I think when folks experience a mental health challenge, I think they kind of lose the rhythm of their life, if you will. Community work, that is a way to kind of build back that life rhythm. And waking up in the morning, you know, it might not be your favorite thing to do, but just joining the crew and helping clean the building is one of the tasks we do, and another one is making the soap. And I think it beyond being an interesting process, I think not too many people know exactly how soap is actually made. It gives you the opportunity to see a product from raw materials, which is oils, lye, and goat's milk, and see it all the way through to something you can give to your family. You can say, here's a bar of soap, I made this. it's a real tangible sense of.
So the learning something of the work ethic, and that it can be enjoyable in a very deep level, to be productive and to do some work, and of course it's something you get your hands on. And that's one thing that I've heard, that is the easiest way to really feel accomplishment is to have in your hands. I know as a teacher, one of the complaints was, well, we work hard all year and it'll be 20 years before we know if it did any good or not. And that's that's very abstract. So you have you have that work ethic and that sense of accomplishment. So in the work that you've done, and you've been there, I understand, about a year and a half, how are the kids or young people or young adults have been responding to this type of working with doing the soaps and lotions?
Yeah. Well, it's not all pleasure all the time. I think sometimes folks don't want to do it, but you know, I think often people will be like, this was really fun. You know, we made 40 bars of soap yesterday, and you know, people were happy. You know, they were there in the room, they enjoyed it, and they, you know, it's a process that doesn't take all of yourself to do. You can be talking with our crew, you can be talking with other residents while you're doing it, have a chance to communicate with everyone, and so it's kind of a fun time just working on it. It's a long process, but we can work with several people all together on it.
Okay, so you got there's a bonding and doing the work that helps. And one of the thought I had is the 2, 3, 4 year old, the toddler, just loves to help and want to be helped and to do some productive. They'll paint a picture and then put it on the refrigerator. See what I did, and show off. And I think you're getting a lot of that kind of response too. They're getting in touch with their inner child, I guess you could say.
Yeah, and also that, I think our society in general has gotten away from producers. We don't know how things are made. We just receive them. We buy them at the store. We don't understand how much is really behind all this stuff. And I think that's a personal mission of mine, is to kind of reveal some of the machinery of how you make food, how food comes on the table, how a bar of soap gets made. And I think it makes life richer to know the depth of that process.
Oh, absolutely. And while you're talking, I was thinking of many years ago and show how far our society has come away from our roots. There's a vice presidential candidate says, I don't know what the milk farmers, the dairy farmers are all upset about. I get my milk from Safeway.
Right. Yeah.
And so that gal didn't think or didn't know what the process was. Okay, well, we about ran out of time. This is Lon Woodbury with the Woodbury Report. We've been talking with Ben Hancock with Cooper Reese, and been talking about the Etsy store and what they do on there to help the young people. Thank you very much for taking some time on this last day of 2014, Ben.
Thank you very much, sir, for calling.